ladies and gentlemen, it is start time. Are you ready for start time? Thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Call me the hound. gonna suffer.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Uh-oh. Trouble in paradise.
Sure is. What do you think? Why do you think the echo's not working?
I don't know.
Folks, let's go over there ourselves. Now, it's spinning around. Is it spinning? I mean, it's not spinning yet?
Oh, I see. Oh, no. Yeah.
Let's forget it. Let's go home. This is the Hound. I'm driving for the next 3 hours. Oh, joy. That was the Knockabouts Jungle Safari. We were the Upsetters, Where You Going, Sapphire. Cozy Eggleston, Big Heavy. I can't say Big Heavy without echo. Original Mustangs, Jump Lula. Willie Egan's, Potato Stomp. Well, how about we just go for the dead air and I'm just going to go work on it. This is really starting to get on my nerves.
I wasn't even going to speak Spanish for my intro, and now I'm just frazzled. Yeah, Hound's over here working on it. One of the problems is the light is not going on when we turn it on. I think that's a bad sign. I think the spirit of all mass murderers has gone into the ecosystem.
No, I think we've achieved it. There we go. But it's not... Now it's just playing back. It's not... Boy! Can I quit now?
Alvin!
Anyway, what do we got today? It's, yesterday was Chuck Berry's birthday, so we got a pile of Chuck Berry records you probably ain't never heard. Maybe you heard them. I played them. Nobody else does. Not Johnny B. Good. Dr. Ross's birthday is Monday. He's still alive, so I got to play... Do a special Dr. Ross Blues Hangover. Big piles of... Scratchy 45s, Knuckleheads in the News, Miss Sally is here. Vibe Report is always a 50-50 shot. In fact, the rest of the show at this point is a 50-50 shot.
Oh, but we're having
requests.
A ball.
All right, let's get right into it with the high Q label, Johnny Powers.
This is a hit! now dig this.
Looking at the moon, counting all the stars. I got a burning fever and I know my heart's on fire. And you're the one that done it. Ooh, yeah, you're the one that done it. Is up, don't know which way is down. All I know is that my head keeps spinning round and round, and you're the one that done it. Ooh, yeah, you're the one that done it. Well, you're the one that done it. Why do you do me this way? What little sense I got, it's going fast and it won't last. I'm gonna blow my top, and you're the one that done it. Ooh, yeah, you're the one that done it. Well, you're the one that done it. Why do you do me this way? You bug me, baby. Think I lose a game. Going round in circles and you're driving me insane. And you're the one that done it. Ooh, yeah, you're the one.
Blazing desire erupting into volcanic passion.
From the top.
Let's get it.
Woo!
barroom the other night, just plodding along, everything all right. Saw him coming, but I couldn't duck. Now wouldn't you know, with my dumb luck. Up to the bar, I could see the door wasn't very far. About that time, I made him a break. Now, wouldn't you know, I was too darn late. Son, I finally found out and I got a gun. I'm gonna shoot you cause you're the one. Oh man, come on, don't shoot me. I tried to make it as fast as I could. Poured his gun out like I knew he would. I dodged to the right and then to the left.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
I think we've achieved Reverbo. Unfortunately, it sounds like it's going to fall apart any second. You hear that?
Oh, yeah.
You can even hear it through the headphones.
Yeah.
A horrible hissing noise, folks. It's the echo. That was Buddy K and the Casuals, the unlucky lover. And the Jaguars and Charlena, Thomas Wayne, you're the one that done it. Escarita laid off, and we opened up with Johnny Powers. Honey, let's go.
Hi, let's.
I'd like to. Anyway, what is going on today? Well, I'm going to go right into some news.
Yeah, how about the...
We've got a follow-up from the Red Fox death. He's still dead. But he was being... This is amazing. He was being filmed for Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous just moments before he died while filming his television show. Anyway, though not actually still taping at the time, the Lifestyles crew was in fact on the set of Royal Family at the time of the heart attack, and he was quoted. The last thing he said was he told the crew on film that he felt damn lucky, and then he got a heart attack and died. Wow.
Yeah, I wonder what Robin Leach was doing.
And we talked about this last week. We've been on the Tennessee Uni Death Watch for a few weeks, and he did, the old pea picker did kick off this week, age 72. Some kind of horrible liver ailment. He did invent rock and roll, or at least he came close. He tried to. He was making these sort of upbeat, bluesy, R&B type of country records in the early 50s. We play them all the time, Shotgun Boogie and all that stuff. We'll play a little Tennessee Ernie a little later today.
One of my first TV memories.
Tennessee Ernie on Isle of Lucy?
Yeah, on TV.
Or his own show.
I don't know, but really early.
I never actually saw the Tennessee Ernie show when it was on, but I did see an amazing clip of... the Everly Brothers and Tennessee Ernie playing Rattle, Shake, and Daddy all on the same guitar.
I think it was in the 50s when he had his show, right?
Yeah, that would make it before my time. I don't know about you. Anyway, what do you got?
Well, I got the animal stories. Let's see. A lonely hippopotamus that broke free from a wildlife park looked like an extraterrestrial to the woman who discovered it wandering outside her home.
When, where would said hippo be wandering?
Port Charlotte, Florida.
Oh.
He broke out of his electric fence.
Probably just some retired old lady.
After those heavy rains they had down there, you know, and his fence went down. Anyway, his name is Garth, and he has had wanderlust since the death of his twin brother, Percy, in August. And he was looking for his brother. That's what the zoo people say. Because this lady lived down the street from the zoo.
Hippo.
He's just lonely out there at night. He's a big old lovable guy.
Hippo's knocking on the lady's door. Have you seen my brother?
I know, Garth and Percy.
Anyway. So yesterday was Chuck Berry's 65th birthday. God bless him.
Wow.
And you know,
Chuck.
He's still in trouble with the law. Every couple of years,
he likes it that way.
Break down Chuck Berry's door and drag him off to jail, poor guy. But we're going to play a bunch of Chuck Berry records. We're going to kick it off with this one, Dear Dad. You know why we chose this one? Because the catalog number on the 45 is the same as the year Chuck Berry was born.
Wow.
Chess, 1926.
We'll be right back. Berino, I vivere 31.
Dutch, you say?
I'm Chuck Berry.
Thank you.
I'm Chuck Berry, musician.
Can you tell me something about the way you wrote some of your biggest hits?
I have to say from thought and improvisation. You see, now one thing, I didn't write at the time I wrote it, it's just like any other song. It became this, but not knowing that it was this, it's just, I just write a song. I write a song from thought and improvisation and experience, you know, or both, or all, you know. So I don't know whether it's a hit or not, you know.
But how did it happen? Did you every now and then sit down to write a song, or?
Oh, yeah, this happened much more in the beginnings than now. Wouldn't be the endings, would it? Because I plan to go on, yeah. but I mean, yeah, much more, because see, I wasn't into these many things now. In the beginnings, there was no such press conferences, you know. Yeah, you know. During the biggest of hits, there was no press conference. It's just in later years that these things become, you know. I would have been frightened out of my career. Six or seven people like this, you know, coming, you know, this is. But as 1, 2, 4, and then it goes on up, you know, well, you become used to it. It's all that same old thing of conditioning, you know. I'm a traveling salesman. I travel over the world. And I leave my wife at home, trusting she'll be a good little girl. And we have a rumor in our family, and here is the story of what that louse did to me. That louse of a rumor from New Mexico way. No doubt that jerk from Albuquerque, he's in that same mood today. What he did to my Fiesta while I was away south of her border, down in Mexico. When I came home, a little bambino was crying, and I think I heard it murmur so tenderly. Then I think I heard it say, mañana. And folks, you can see it ain't one drop of Spanish in me. South of the border, I rode back one day, and I shot him right between his Rio Grande and his side. There's one thing I know now. Oh, he'll never play south of her border. Thank you.
meanwhile, back in his teens.
Well, there you go. Birthday, Chuck Berry. What do we hear? Counting backwards, we're at Tulane. Very last good record he made, like 1973. South of Her Border, that's from a British BBC tape. An incomprehensible interview with Chuck Berry, which is very much in the same style as his book, which is impossible to read. Let Me Sleep, Woman, with Chuck Berry with the Ecuadors. Chuck's Beat, a three-minute edit of that, the 45 off of the, taken from the 30-minute version on the Chuck and Bo Diddley, Two Great Guitars album. Hey Pedro, which is a flip of O'Carroll, and we open up with Dear Dad, which bears the catalog number 1926, the year Chuck was born. And what do we got? We got things to renounce. Nothing. There's really nothing going on, but there's a couple of things. I don't know if it's sold out, but it's Al Green and the Staple Singers and Bobby Blue Bland at the Beacon tonight. There's something tomorrow, Sunday. This is at Symphony Space, 95th Street and Broadway, as a fundraiser for the United Group Harmony Association Hall of Fame, with the Orioles, the Velours, the Dubs, the Five Discs, the Mellows, the Channels, the Inspirators, the Delmonicos. And that's, what time is that at? 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Sunday, tomorrow. Let's see. I don't know what else is going on. The Raunchans are over at the Strip tonight. That's not here on the sheet, is it? But I know that's going on. FMU benefits, those are all next week. Anyway, any news, Miss Sally?
I thought you were going to do that one.
Oh, I can do one. I got a really nice one here. An Israeli justice ministry official suggested in a letter that a Palestinian benefited when Israeli soldiers killed his wife. The letter was written by Playa Albeck, chief of the civil department at the Attorney General's office. Israeli radio said the Palestinian woman, unpronounceable name, age 63, was beaten and then shot to death by soldiers in May 1990 when working in her garden in the Gaza Strip. According to the letter, you should claim that the plaintiff was only benefited from the death of the deceased, his wife. He has benefited because during her life he had provided for her, and now he does not have to do so, Albeck wrote, according to the radio. Israeli radio said the letter was an advisory. Advisory Albeck sent in April to the Tel Aviv State Attorney General's office following a complaint by the Palestinian who was seeking damages from the state.
I would say that was the ultimate of counselor talent there. They probably want him in the Senate.
Get him on our Supreme Court.
Who knows what else he could think of?
Think he can pass our Supreme Court?
They'll probably be trying to get him over here after they read that.
Why don't you run by your Supreme Court theory, Miss Sally, for the folks?
Yeah, I have decided
the final word on Clarence Thomas issue.
Yeah, I decided this week that they shouldn't put Pee Wee Herman on the Supreme Court.
Pee Wee was chastised.
Yeah, I mean,
Thomas
they kicked
him
off TV for going to a
They should put Clarence Thomas on Saturday morning TV and Pee Wee Herman on the Supreme Court.
That's right.
At least Pee Wee wasn't harassing anybody but his own self.
Yeah, poor Pee Wee. I mean, he got crucified for, you know, and then Clarence, he got a job. I don't get it.
Well.
Plus, Pee Wee was better on TV than Clarence. You got to admit that.
Well, then why do you want to put him on the Supreme Court where we'll never see him again?
Because he doesn't have a job.
Well, actually, he's in a new Batman movie, Pee-wee.
Oh.
All the bad publicity done him right. Anyway, what else is going on?
Well, we got a sort of an answer to that. Well, not an answer, but the same part of the world. Khartoum, Sudan. A court has sentenced four highway robbers to be hanged and their bodies crucified under Sudan's strict version of Muslim law.
That'll learn them.
Should
they do it the other way around?
This.
Shouldn't they crucify them first, then hang them?
But the four
That's how I do it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
You know that
Go ahead. Now.
That is how he does it. The four were convicted of the Islamic crime of, quote, spreading corruption on earth, unquote, as well as armed robbery and firearms offenses, the minor charges. Anyway, when crucified in Sudan, in case you were wondering the details, a criminal's body is generally hung on a cross in his home village as an example to others, and usually after around 24 hours, the body is removed and buried.
Well,
probably with the Israeli lady who was tending her garden.
They'll probably never spread their vile ways again.
No, that was an Arab lady that was tending her garden, right?
Yeah, that was a Palestinian lady who was tending her garden. Anyway, so much for that part of the world.
Now we'll probably get a lot of phone calls.
We know George Bush will straighten it all out for everybody.
Yeah, with the tomahawk chop.
Oh, isn't that offensive? I guess they're complaining about the tomahawk chop. But you know what it looks like? You know what it looks like? It looks like they're all trying to build up their wrists because they're No, I can't, never mind. Let's just play some records before I get myself in too deep. Tyrone, the immortal Tyrone Schmedling.
Here's one I got a lot of requests for, but I'm gonna do it anyway. Okay.
Well, you just my handsome jungle buddy. No mess around my head, jungle buddy. Just my handsome jungle buddy. No mess around my head, jungle buddy.
Hadn't said that.
Well, the night was dark, the cold rain fell down. You said I was the hottest thing in town, and you swore I was the golden boy.
my needle.
Next week will be not Brotherhood Week, but Anti-White Week.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
It's the hound. What the hell's wrong with it this time? Boy, just give up. It's just, that was Charlie Rich, Whirlwind. We're the Boggard Brothers. I'm in love. Dale Vaughan, How Could You Be Mean? The $5, Dr. Baby, Tommy Jim Beam, and the Four-Fifths, Golden Boy. The Fabulous Pearls by request, Jungle Bunny, Tyrone Schmedling, You're Gone, I'm Left. Listen to this. It's just like it's not doing anything. No, no. You know what I want to do? I want to... Oh, boy.
Hound is not so happy here.
No.
Folks.
I don't like it here anymore. I don't like doing this radio show anymore. I got to admit it. It's no, it hasn't been fun in a long time. We're going to do a hangover hop in 3 weeks. It's our 6th anniversary.
Yeah.
November 9th.
Hangover hop.
And then I think we call it a day at that point. Oh, hangover hop number 3, The Bloody Revenge. That's Bill Bruch's name. If we ever get to number 4, I believe we'll call it The Search for Den. Anyway, let's do a little bit more news and then do Blues Hangover. We want to do one news story. A nice bloody one,
nice
here somewhere.
One.
Oh, from the R&B Homicide Desk. The wife of slain drummer Carlton Barrett of the Wailers reggae group has been sentenced to 7 years in prison along with 2 others for conspiring in his murder to hire. Well, this is the not the Wailers who did Tall Cool One, but the Wailers that used to back up Bob Marley. Boy, like everybody in that group got killed, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or,
now you're starting to wonder.
Carlton Barrett, 35, the drummer in the band led by the late Bob Marley, was shot dead at his home. This is back in 1987. Anyway, it turns out his wife had had him killed for a mere $1,123 by this guy.
I wonder how they arrived at that number. I want 1,122.
Numerology.
Yeah.
Maybe it was in Jamaican dollars, and that's how it translates to American. This guy, Neil, was a Mason. He admitted that he did it. She got seven years in jail for murder. This guy on my block, he killed somebody like right in front of my building about 3 years ago. He just got back from prison, like less than 3 years ago. 3 years for a murder. That's what you get in America.
This girl over here in this news story had to go to jail for taking popcorn from one theater to another.
She'll probably do more time than the guy in my block. Anyway, it's Monday. If he lives that long, it'll be Dr. Ross's 66th birthday. God bless his black ass. There's only two people in the world that were so cool they recorded for both Sun and Fortune Records. One of them was Dr. Ross. The other one, if you can tell me who the other one was, call 678-7743, and I'll go to the post office and mail you the Dog Style cassette, which is all the stuff that's too dirty to play on the radio.
And worth it.
Yeah, well, let's hear from Mr. Dr. Ross. Happy birthday.
To you.
Real first name, Isaiah.
I'm gonna tell you all about it. I'm gonna boogie for the doctor. I'm gonna boogie for the nurse. I'm gonna keep on a boogieing until they throw me in the hearse. I got the boogie. I got the boogie. Boogie in the sea. All right, see the doctor. Doctor, but you got some of that boogie disease medicine, that's what I'm talking about. You say you ain't. Give me one of those penicillin then. Send that doctor on back over here. I got the boogie disease. Call the boogie for the doctor. Call the boogie for the nurse. I'm gonna keep on a boogie until they throw me in the hearse. I got the boogie. I got the boogie. Boogie disease. I got the boogie. I got the boogie. I ain't gonna get well. Doctor, can't you help me? Oh, we done had a time. I got the boogie disease. I got the boogie. I got the boogie. I got the boogie. I got the boogie.
Girl, this motherfucker's got rhythm.
enough for anybody, baby, but it's good enough for me. Polly put your kitty on all the tea. Bread but good enough for anybody. Bread but good enough for me. Polly, put your kitty on all the tea. Bread butter's good enough for anybody. Bread butter's good enough for me.
Man, that cat comes on like Godzilla.
Sings his way into your hearts.
Thank you. destined to be one of the hit songs of the day.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
It's the Hound. That's our Blues Hangover tribute to Dr. Ross's birthday. It is Monday. Rhea Fox dead, too. Anyway, that was I'm Not Dead. And if he holds out till Monday, he won't be for his birthday. Cat Squirrel, Bebop Gal, Polly but the Kettle, I only put up with Boogie Disease. And I believe it's Vibe Report time. And that proves it. Roscoe? Let's see. You there, Roscoe? Airline? Hello? Now, what's wrong with this thing?
Hang up.
Are you there now?
Hello?
Yeah. We're having a really red-letter day here. Everything sort of works about 5 minutes after you turn it on today. What's going on?
The Hamptons go.
You're in the Hamptons?
Yeah, I'm heading my way back.
Oh my lord, what's going on out there?
Me and Steve Marino played a gig at some bar for a bunch of jarhead Republicans.
Wow. So this is sort of like the rent due?
Yeah, we're bailing. We just made the final stop at the 7-Eleven.
So what kind of gig did you do? Just the two of yous?
What?
Just the two of yous?
Yeah. Or,
with a band? No? No band?
No band.
Wow. And which place?
What place?
Yeah.
Some dumb, you know, Dooley's or something. I don't know. Some little place.
Well, I hope it paid well.
We were in Montauk.
Montauk.
Way out there. I never been out there.
Well, at least you were out there on a nice, probably the last nice day of the year.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Last night was good. We ate tuna and everything, you know.
Beautiful.
It happened.
So I guess it's a Hamptons vibe today.
I guess so. It's a first for me.
Yeah. First.
Sure, Lake Geneva, the East Coast.
Anyway.
So what's your vibe? Who's out there?
Well, Sally's here, but she went to the store. That's about it.
I'm just bumming on everything going wrong. And,
really?
Technical. Yeah. Yeah, you know, and just get here and everything is worse than it was last week. It's been that way since the day we started, so each week it's gotten a little bit worse.
What is it, like college kids been coming in there and fooling with this stuff?
No, it's just that the people that run the place, they spend all their time thinking of rules and regulations and not enough time just, like, you know, keeping the plugs plugged in.
What, does they have a maintenance engineer who smokes, so since he can't smoke in the building, he doesn't do the maintenance?
I think that may be it. I know he does smoke, and they probably don't let him in. Just, let's not start, boy. I think my new methodology is just to kick anything that doesn't work as hard as I can.
Ah, that's good.
So what's your scene? What's going on tonight?
I don't know. I was going to ask you.
I don't know of anything, like, except, well, is it, you know, Al Green is over at the Beacon. I don't think I'll make it to that.
No, I won't make that.
It's, last night there were things to do, but I was too spaced out to get out the door and see the Senders or go to Blazes. Both of whom were playing for free.
Mm-hmm.
And yourself?
Well, I don't know.
Hey, it was pretty amazing to see Mojo's manager Scott have his first drink in 11 years.
Oh, that was pretty good. And then he filed it with like four or five more.
Yeah. Have you talked to him since then? Did you ruin his life?
I haven't talked to him, but I didn't get a call from the cops either. So.
That's good.
I don't think we ruined his life. I think we enlightened it.
Good chance of it.
Well, we've got to shove off here.
Okay, Sco.
Hope to find you in maybe one of these.
Yeah, I'll probably stop in and visit Spot, because I'll probably need at least one.
Oh, Spot is Saturday night?
At number two.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Okay.
Okay, Sco.
Aloha.
Stir to the Vibe Report, ladies and gentlemen. Let's see. So it's time for the VOM set. We got a Chuck Berry cover VOM. And we'll try to get ones that you've heard a million times before. And we'll kick it off with those five, everybody's five favorite hairdressers.
Oh, Carol, don't let us see your heart.
come out at night. Buggers, queens, fairies, dopers, junkies, sick, venal. Someday a real rain will come and wash all this scum off the streets.
I run to and fro while I'm working in the mail. Never fail in the mail, yet I come a rotten bill. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to be a mile down. A blind head, good looking, trying to get my hook with me to marry. Get a home, settle down, write a book. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Someone talking to me, trying to run me up a creek so you can fight. Go and try it, you can see me next week. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Well, every day same thing, and I'm going slowly, making plenty of my objections overruled. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to be involved in now. Suit offer 72 minutes. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to be involved in. I've been to Yokohama, been fighting in the war. I'm a punk, I'm a crew, I'm a fool, I'm a whore. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Working in the filling station, too many times. Why the women check the charge, check the color gas. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to be involved in all.
You talking to me? You talking to me? You talking to me? Well, who the hell else are you talking to? Talking to me? Well, I'm the only one here. Who do you think you're talking to?
When we were girls,
Listen, you screwheads. Here is a man who would not take it anymore. A man who stood up against the scum, the dogs, the filth. Here is someone who stood up.
Just come round on the international road.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
God damn it. This thing's not working again. I'm going to go kick it.
Listen to this.
The kick worked. That was the New York Dolls, Back in the USA. It is very hard to screw up a Chuck Berry song. The Flamin' Groovies, Little Queenie, The Pretty Things, Old Baby Doll. The Yardbirds, Too Much Monkey Business. That was from the BBC 1966 with Jeff Beck, not the crummy version from the live album with Derek Clapton, the legally released one. And the Stones, recorded at the Olympia in Paris, 1965, and Carol. That Chuck Berry outlives everybody that just played in that one set. Anyway, what else is going on? Got a little news here. At Dateline Detroit, a 93-year-old man strangled his nursing home roommate with his cord to his electric shaver. Wadmanir Mezenos was jailed Monday after the nursing home refused to readmit him, I don't know why, while he was out on $10,000 bail on the slaying of Lindsay Robinson. At his arraignment, Mezenos, speaking Russian through an interpreter, denied killing Robinson, age 64, at the AmeriCare convalescence home on Friday. Police said Robinson was repeatedly struck with the razor and then strangled with the cord. Both men are senile and have failing kidneys. And there you go. Just trying to keep up with everybody else in the news. There's nothing to announce. I don't feel like reading any more news. I'll play some more records. We got one queued up. Reggie Perkins and the High School Caesar from the movie of the same name.
Seven suicide gang members overpowered a 16-year-old lad and dragged him into the alley. They beat his face into a pulp, murdered him, then took a 9-inch switchblade and cut his heart out for a souvenir. The police found him dead with a huge cavity cut into his chest. A group of teenage gang members steal into a mortuary and drag away a corpse in the middle of the night. They lay it on the table in the hideout and proceed to cut the body into pieces, just to see how it was put together. teenage boys beat up an 87-year-old man, kill him, for no other reason than his being too feeble to get out of their way in time.
Driving down the street, making a lot of noise. Smile out and muffled, bring me loads of joy. Up walked a cop with a pencil in his hand. He said, I'm gonna give you a ticket, you're too noisy, man. Loud muffled, make too much noise. Make too much noise. Driving to the beach in the summertime. Got the top down, Lord, I'm feeling fine. I get about a mile from where I started to go. An officer says, you better quiet down, Joe. Loud muffler, make too much noise. Loud muffler, make too much noise.
Thousands of teenagers rumbling, jitterbugging, bopping, indulging in promiscuous sex, crime, and delinquency.
I saw you when you met your man next door. You said your mother was sick and you was waiting on a call. But when that telephone rang, you went out, had yourself a ball. But now the jig's up, baby. Yes, the jig's up, baby. I done got a hip to your jive, and I don't want to hear no more of your lie. Well, I gave you some money to pay the bills. I said, be sure to pay them, baby. You said you know I will. But you bought a lot of liquor that evening about three and said, come on, everybody, cause the drink's on me. But the jig's up, baby. Yes, the jig's up, baby. I done got a hip to your jive, and I don't want to hear no more of your lies. Found a cigar in my ashtray. Well, it ain't no joke because I don't smoke. I found a hat and a coat I knew wasn't mine. I ain't gonna ask you nothing cause you're gonna start lying. But the jig's up, baby. Yes, the jig's up now. I done got hip to your jive, and I don't want to hear no more of your lies. Well, the jig's up, baby, and I want you to know. Pack your little rags and hit that door. I was bound to catch a girl one of these days. So get out and find yourself another roosting place. Cause the jig's up, baby. Yes, the jig's up, baby.
Thousands of teenagers rocking, rolling, twisting, smoking, drinking, cursing, carousing, sniffing glue to get high, drinking cough syrup for a kick, smoking marijuana for a thrill, shooting heroin into the veins to live it up. 11 and 12-year-old girls staggering down the street at 2 o'clock in the morning, dead drunk. Teenage girls selling their bodies for pennies. Teenage boys that are turning into homosexuals, bisexuals, and multisexuals. Teenage boys laying on rooftops vomiting, shaking from head to foot, sweating and convulsing, too sick to work an angle to get money for drugs, and torn by the agony of a lifetime habit.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Well, it's still not working. Yeah, try kicking it. It worked for me last time.
What?
Well, it's I'm eating a pretzel in the air, by the way. Maybe they should fire my ass. Isn't that against the rules? The Hound, WFMU East Orange. The bee's tough enough. It's working. Good kick. Miss Sally.
Oh, man, what a day.
Jerry McCain, the jig is up. Robert Williams, Loud Mufflers. Nathaniel Meyer, I've got news for you. And we're up to Reggie Perkins, High School Caesar. Shall we tell you about the WFMU Benefit Concert Series? Makes
yeah.
A sucker in a lot of big stars for this.
The biggest ever.
At the Ritz next Saturday, Sonic Youth, Painkiller featuring John Zorn, Bill Laswell, Mick Harris, Gumball, Love Child, and the Dim Stars, which is Richard Hell, Thurston Moore, Steve Shelley, and Don Fleming. Hmm. And these WF, it's $15 to get them. These WFMU benefits, they are a good opportunity to corner and physically assault your least favorite WFMU radio personalities. A lot of them show up for them, and then you can, you know, find out who they are. And if you if you don't have one if you don't have one you'd like to assault.
We do.
Yeah, we got plenty.
Come talk to us.
Where's the Nitro Nick benefit sheet there? Oh, boy. Tuesday, October 29th. It's a week from this Tuesday. This one's over at Tramps, another place I hate. Tim Carroll, Marshall Crenshaw, Sis Cunningham. See, what did Nick do? He filled this whole thing up with bad folk artists in between the good stuff. Well, Marshall Crenshaw, Gary Lucas, Roscoe's Gang, Sid Straw. Then there's a whole bunch of these weird people that you know are going to be sitting on stools playing acoustic guitars. And check this out. Special guest MCs, Vince Skelsa, your old pal Irwin, me, the Hound, Nitro Nick. I want to introduce Gary Lucas. He's got the good pod. And this is October 29th at Tramps. Help support WFMU and enjoy some great music doing it. Who writes this copy? What a way with words.
Wow, Hound, I didn't know you were emceeing that.
Well, you know, I'll introduce like one or two acts. And I didn't know Irwin was going to be there. That's cool.
I wonder if he's going to be in full Irwin old pal regalia, bringing his 78s with him.
No, that's the old codge.
Oh, God.
It's his uncle.
I forgot.
I don't know if it's really his uncle.
I think it's we call him
Irwin's uncle. Anyway, Tennessee Ernie Ford died this week. He was old, decrepit, old, crotchety guy, so he died like many people do at that age. He was pretty cool, though. We'll play one by him, and then we'll go into Hillbilly Hangover. I can do five. We wouldn't subject you to five in a row by Tennessee Ernie Ford. I'm honest. What do we got? Well, here's a cool one. Tennessee Ernie's version of Stagger Lee.
Stagger Lee, he was a gambling man, as everybody ought to know. Stack-a-lee, got a Stetson hat and a blazing 44.
I was hanging round the levee along about the break of day. When I hear two gentlemen arguing, I listen to the words they say. It was Stack-a-lee and Billy, a gambling awful late. Stack-a-lee, he throwed a seven, and Billy said he throwed an eight. Stack-a-lee, he looked at Billy, said you can't get away with that. Tain't enough you win my money, but you win my lucky Stetson hat. Stack-a-lee run home to his woman, said fetch me my 44. Gonna fix old Billy's wagon so he don't gamble wrong no more.
Stack-a-lee, he was a gambling man, as everybody ought to know. Stack-a-lee,
got
a Stetson hat and a blazing
44. Stack-a-lee found poor Billy. Billy pleaded for his life. Have some mercy on my children. Have mercy on my darling wife. Stack-a-lee shot poor old Billy. He plucked him in the side. Then he kept on pumping bullets till poor old Billy died. When they caught old Stack next morning, they strung him up a tree, and the women dressed in mourning and cried for Stack-a-lee. Had a $100 funeral with preaching Parson Brown. Then the undertaker got him and stuck him in the ground.
Stack-a-lee, he was a gambling man, as everybody ought to know. Stack-a-lee, got a Stetson hat and a blazing 44.
He holler, now listen to me. Hide the children and the money, cause Stack-a-lee is worse than me. Stack-a-lee grabbed hold of the devil and threw him up on the shelf. Said your working days are over, I'm a-gonna run the place myself.
Stack-a-lee, he was a gambling man, as everybody ought to know. Stack-a-lee, got a Stetson hat
and a blazing 44.
Stack-a-lee, gonna gamble no more.
I'm always ready for when you want some loving.
Scum of the earth.
the real poor white trash. They live and die below Tobacco Road.
She killed him, that witch woman in yonder.
Scum of the earth.
Too brutal and sadistic to be real.
I'm tired of your uppity city-fied ways. I knows you think you're better than us.
She found out how they live below Tobacco Road.
You remember that little private talk we was gonna have?
Don't kill me!
No power on earth can exorcise the terror from scum of the earth.
Rated R.
For under 17, not admitted without parent.
You're letting me smile once in a while. Style, just like a child, you make me cry most all the time. You never try to show your mind. That's all you'll ever give. The right to choose which way I lose. The right to die or live with the blues. With the blues. I feel so low. You hurt me so. Seem to know I'll never go. And though you treat me like you do, I'll always be a slave to you. Right to choose my brand of blues, that's all you'll ever give. The right to choose which way I lose. The right to die or live with the blues. With the blues.
Wine is a mocker. Strong drink is raging. And whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. Out in the state of Arizona, a husband and wife had reared their children. The children had married off families of their own. The mother took to drinking. She was 64 years of age. She came in one night so drunk she didn't know what she was doing and started to take a bath in the bathtub with her clothes on. In utter disgust, her husband said, "I ought to take a gun and blow your brains out." She snarled back at him, "You haven't got the nerve." He shot her dead in the bathtub and went to prison for it. Fine way to end married life. You say it'll never happen to you? They said the same thing before it happened to them.
Rejoice and be glad. For the springtime has come, we can throw down our shovels and go on the bum. Hallelujah, I'm a bum. Hallelujah, bum again. Hallelujah, give us a handout to revive us again. The springtime has come, and I'm just out of jail. Without any money, without any bail. Hallelujah, I'm a bum. Hallelujah, bum again. Hallelujah, give us a handout to revive us again. I went to a house and I rapped on the door, and the lady says, "Bum, bum, you've been here before." Hallelujah, I'm a bum. Hallelujah, bum again. Hallelujah, give us a handout to revive us again. I like Jim Hill, he's a good friend of mine. That is why I am hiking down Jim Hill's main line. Hallelujah, I'm a bum. Hallelujah, bum again. Hallelujah, give us a handout to revive us again. I went to a house and I asked for some bread. And the lady says, bum, bum, the baker is dead. Hallelujah, I'm a bum. Hallelujah, bum again. Hallelujah, give us a handout to revive us again. Why don't you work like other men do? Now how can I work when there's no work to do? Hallelujah, I'm a bum. Hallelujah, bum again. Hallelujah, give us a handout to revive us again. Why don't you save all the money you earn? If I didn't eat, I'd have money to burn. Hallelujah, I'm a bum. Hallelujah, bum again. Hallelujah, give us a handout to revive us again. I don't like work, and work don't like me. And that is the reason I am so hungry. Hallelujah, I'm a bum. Hallelujah, bum again. Hallelujah, give us a handout to revive us again.
And you men, you're holding back, many of you right now listening to me on these morning and evening broadcasts. And you know you're sick. You know your prostate's infected and diseased. And you know that unless some relief comes to you, that you're going to be in the undertaker's parlor on the old cold slab being embalmed for a funeral. Well, why do you hold back? Why do you twist around the old Kuckleberg? Why do you delay longer and take chances when I'm offering you these low rates, this easy work, this lifetime guarantee of service plan? Come at once to the Brinkley Hospitals, Little Rock, Arkansas, before it's everlastingly too late.
Got no home, I'm just a roaming round. Just a wandering worker, I go from town to town. And the police make it hard wherever I may go. And I ain't got no home in this world anymore. Brothers and my sisters are stranded on this road, a hot and dusty road that a million feet have trod. Rich man took my home and drove me from my door, and I ain't got no home in this world anymore. Was a farming on the shares, and always I was poor. My crops I lay into the banker's store. My wife took down and died up on the cabin floor, and I ain't got no home in this world anymore. Around, it's mighty plain to see. This world is such a great and a funny place to be. Oh, the gambling man is rich and the working man is poor, and I ain't got no home in this world anymore.
way you turn, fate sticks out a foot to trip you.
It'll drive you wild. Now, a lad from Memphis got shook up, but a master in his right, and the lid flew off Pandora's box, and almost overnight, the little hearts, they moaned and stomped, they fainted, screamed, and swooned. He had a classic wiggle, but his guitar wasn't tuned. I even tried to keep the trend, I felt so spry and gay. Town. Now beat and broke, it ain't no joke. This lot bamboo blahs got me down. Well, I picked and listened to that beat for 7 years or more. Couldn't get enough of it, just rock and roll below. My legs are weak, my tootsie's tired, and holes in my shoes by heck. My shins are skimp, my spine is bent, and my nerves ain't nothing but wreck. Woman up and left me and for another man. All she wants is go, man, go. I took all I could stand. He'll wind up on a dance hall floor, some rink or crazy club. It tilts so sad, it's worse than bad. She'll wear him right down to a nub. Now, if you're one of those nowadays who's conscious of his weight, eat all you want. I know a diet that's bound to set you straight. No metrical, just grab a gal, and if you're really bold, you'll lose 10 pounds the first few rounds. Just doing rock and roll.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
There it is.
Miracle of miracles.
That was today's Hillbilly Hangover, kicking the hot rods, just doing the rock and roll. It was actually Reno and Smiley making an extremely desperate attempt for a hit record. Woody Guthrie, I Ain't Got No Home. Think about that in the cold weather. See, this thing's starting to get cold. It's either, you know, exactly how sad those homeless people roaming around look. Haywire, yeah. Mac McCormick, Hallelujah, I'm a Bum, Marvin Rainwater by request, My Brand of Blues, Tennessee Ernie Ford, Staggerly. It's actually, believe it or not, recorded before the Lard Price version, but after the Mississippi John Hurt version, so. Anyway, I guess we should do a PSA. Now, I have the PSA book, and I'm going to,
loose leaf binder. Searching through the PSA book. Probably to find an out-of-date PSA. I could do the hippopotamus story in between. Oh, we did that. Or the wallaby story.
How about the wallaby story?
Well, a 5-year-old kid in Salem, Oregon, was playing in his backyard Friday when he and a friend spotted it. He ran to tell his mother, who didn't believe him. It was a kangaroo, but it was actually a rock wallaby, a marsupial that resembles a kangaroo. Two had escaped from a game farm and were just hanging out in this kid's backyard.
And then what happened?
That was it. They called the Humane Society, the police came, and they trapped the hopping creature on Florence Boatwright's porch. Yay, Florence. So... my nephew is very fond of wallabies. He's kind of a wallaby freak.
So to speak.
Yeah. It says the game farm raises wallabies, kangaroos, and other animals for commercial purposes. So if you see any wallabies on TV, you know where they came from.
I always wondered where they got them from.
Yeah.
Boy, they don't change this PSA thing too often, do they? Millions of American women have endometriosis.
Endometriosis.
That too. And sometimes a debilitating disease, which she said can cause pain and infertility as well as other health and emotional problems. And endometriosis chapter is being formed in northern New Jersey to support, to provide support and information. Call 1-800-445-0467 for the date of the next meeting and for more information.
That's good.
What do we got queued up here? From turntable number one, Guitar Junior.
Brand new dance they call a crawl. East to west, north to south. A brand new dance the people shout about, they call a crawl. Oh, crawl. And cats on the corner, everybody doing the crawl. Well, Kenny got Jenny, Bobby got Papa, I got Shelly. Everybody got this girl, we're doing the crawl. The cat's on the corner, everybody doing the crawl. Let your hips shake to the left, a little to the right. Wiggle in the middle, then you in the light, then you crawl. Oh, crawl. The cat's on the corner, everybody doing the crawl.
And a whole operator, all of it, you can hang on. comes on like Godzilla.
Are you by any chance members of this movement toward better music for better living?
Sometimes I cry when I'm lonely. Sometimes I cry when I'm blue. Right now I'm crying 'cause I love you. Come on and tell me if you love me. Won't you please answer yes or no? Tell me if I'm your one and only. So I can't either stay or go. Tell me, my darling, if you love me. Tell me if you feel the
said words said in vain.
You know, you're kind of dumb. And ugly.
He said that they said that I said that you said that she said that you don't want me no more. Is it true? Tell me, baby, is it true? Ooh, is it true, pretty baby, what they're saying about you? Now, Miss Jones said, Mr. Smith said it. Mr. Smith said, and Miss Fay said it. Miss Fay said, Mr. Brown said it. Mr. Brown claims he didn't say it. Then Miss Kate said, that you said it. I don't care who said it. All I want to know is it true? Is it true, pretty baby, or what they're saying about you? Since I can't find out who said it, I got to believe, baby, that you said it. I don't know if you thought you were slick, but you shouldn't just ought to pull that kind of trick. Is it true? Ooh, baby, is it true? Ooh, is it true, pretty baby, or what they're saying about you?
Why don't you play horse with him? He'll be the head and you be what you were.
Thank you.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
It's not working again. Rather than go over and kick it, we decided we're going to
fool around with it.
I thought we were going to throw this thing at it, my record.
Okay. Basket.
Well, it still didn't work.
Sounds a little depressed. If you could send in, you know, money, drugs, alcohol, anything here, maybe.
What do we hear? Johnny McAdams, No Love for Me. Andre Williams, Is It True? Gene Thomas, Sometimes. The Dorsets, Pork Chops. Freddie Cannon, By Request, Buzz Buzz a Diddle. We got to put that one on the 5-year moratorium or something. I'm getting sick of that. Guitar Junior, The Crawl. There's no way to tell what it's doing. I mean, just forget about it. Forget about this damn... Anyway, I have a good one here from Medical Aspects of Human Sexuality.
Uh-oh.
It's one of those doctor's journals. See, it doesn't do anything. This doctor got a patient in about age 40. He was obviously uncomfortable and said he had
is great. The great one.
He needed a doctor who took care of men's troubles. When he asked the doctor, he said, I asked the nurses to leave. The patient permitted me to remove his trousers, shorts, and 2 or 3 yards of foul-smelling stained gauze wrapped around his scrotum, which was swollen to twice the size of a grapefruit and extremely tender, a jagged zigzag laceration oozing pus and blood extended down the left side of his scrotum. Blah, 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 a lot of...
This is a hard story to read.
Well, there's a lot of descriptions of how disgusting things were down there, whereas Peter should be. Anyway, he did confide his story into the doctor a few weeks later, an unmarried loner. He usually didn't leave the machine shop he worked in at lunchtime with his co-workers. Finding himself alone, he had begun the regular practice of masturbating by holding his penis against the canvas belt drive of a piece of running machinery. One day, as he approached orgasm, he lost his concentration and leaned too close to the belt.
Oh, my God. And? Was sucked in.
No, well, he leaned too close to the belt. His scrotum suddenly became caught between the pulley wheel and the drive belt. He was thrown into the air, landed a few feet away, unaware that he had lost his left testicle. Perhaps too stunned to feel much pain, he stapled the wound closed and resumed work.
With a metal stapler.
I can only assume that he abandoned this method of gratification, says the doctor.
Yeah.
He stapled it back together.
Yeah, he didn't want anybody to know.
Well, I can't...
I think at that point I would admit almost anything.
How about this guy in
if I didn't do it.
He picked up a Grand Central Station on the subway carrying 2 pipe bombs, quote-unquote, for protection. It's true because sometimes one isn't enough. They asked him about the pipe bomb. He said, I have one. I hope it doesn't. I have another one, but it doesn't go off. 2-foot-long pipe which hooked up to 4 shotgun shells and a fragmentation grenade. Civilian defense, folks.
Just a little something.
Anyway.
Better than mace.
Let's play some more records and then kick the Echo machine some more.
Okay.
Macy Skipper, Bop Pills.
I woke up last night and thought I was going to die. I woke up last night and thought I was going to die. Oh, say. My doctor came a-running and my family stood by. Well, now, say. He left 3 bop pills for 10, 2, and 4. He left 3 bop pills for 10, 2, and 4. Hey, man, when they hit me, I landed in the middle of the floor. Ah, say.
Thank you.
couldn't get near his shack. Yes, sir. They were creeping through the front door and bobbing right on out the back. I'm telling you, I waited 8 long hours just to knock upon his door. I waited 8 long hours just to knock upon his door. I came to pay my bill and brought money for 100 more. And I popped rock and roll like I never have before. And I popped rock and roll on every inch of that floor. Hey, B-O-B, Bob, say B-I-L-L-S, Bob Bill.
Action from All Black Dragway in East Chicago, Indiana, saw Jerome Jackson in the Church's Fried Chicken Camaro win the featured pro stock program over Jim Jackson's Afro Sheen Firebird when Jackson shot and killed his opponent just after both machines left the starting line in the final round. The shooting was the 15th this season at the minority-operated drag strip, but has become a welcome addition to the track's weekly post-event riot held after each program. Jackson stated after the event that, quote,
I try to beat him, but there ain't no way that Firebird is going to beat that Camaro, man.
End quote. Illinois Governor Jim Thompson later stated that the incident, quote, serves him right, end quote. Jackson will return next week to All Black Dragway to debut his new front-engine jet dragster called, aptly enough, Flash Fry. For the Skoll Motorsports Report, this is Reno Zavagnin in East Chicago, Indiana.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't.
That's Carl Perkins, Mr. Blue Suede Shoes in person, and he's coming to Memphis, Tennessee, direct from the Perry Como TV show. Carl Perkins will rock and roll in the Overton Park Shell for a great show Friday night, the 1st of June, 8 p.m. Hear him sing Blue Suede Shoes, Honey Don't, and his sensational new Boppin' the Blues. There'll be Johnny Cash in the Tennessee, too, with Cry, Cry, Cry and Folsom Prison Blues. Rock and Roll Ruby with Warren Smith. The new sensation Roy Orbison and his Teen Kings with the Ooby Dooby.
Hey, baby, jump over here when you do the Ooby Dooby. I just gotta be near.
And the Rockin' Daddy, Eddie Bond and the Stompers. It's a great country rock and roll show starring the new sensation of the nation, Mr. Blue Suede Shoes, Carl Perkins in person. Buy your tickets now for Johnny Cash, Warren Smith, Roy Orbison, Eddie Bond, and Mr. Blue Suede Shoes, Carl Perkins in person. Friday night, the 1st of June, 8 p.m. at Overton Park Shell in Memphis.
Well, I'm strolling along in a city car. Met my baby standing in the dark. Took my little baby by the
I'm a loving man. That lover rubbed off on me. That baby wouldn't let it. That baby took me by the hand. That baby showed his shoulder, man. That baby chopped around on me. That lover rubbed off on me. Even down to the wedding ring. Even down to the wedding ring. That lover rubbed off on me. That baby would let me. That lover would let me go. That woman hollered, no, no, no. That baby was the one I quit. That baby followed too. Hey, hey.
And believe me, what I see disgusts me.
Here goes that same sad story again. Boy, you know that I know you're telling an unnecessary story. Why don't you be quiet? Hush. Be quiet. Don't say another word.
My darling, I need your love to call my own and never do wrong. And to be with you when day is through and to share with you a love so true. Please say you love me, girl. Why don't you like me, little darling? Please say you love me, little darling.
You all know why he's crying, don't you? It's been 8 long years, and here he is trying to pop a plea and get another hit record. Uh-oh, here it comes again. I better leave here before I lose my job and everything else. I see you.
My dear. It's because I like to watch the funnies on TV instead of a love story, so darling. Or because I like that funny toothpaste commercial, darling. Where that guy ends up with no teeth. It's a very funny commercial, darling. Why don't you like that commercial, darling? Darling. That comedian went to the turn race the other day, little darling. That was a good turn race, darling. Oh, darling, I could feel that you don't like me no more, darling. Please, darling, tell me.
I love the hell, girl. This story and song has been sung and recorded so many times before, I don't believe you've got the message yet. Even when it's like this, you see, I need you. You know, like the want is the need and the need is the want, stuff like that. Yeah, to call my own and try my best not to do you wrong. To hold in mind your big unwashed, wash the hands. In other words, you have got the fact. And I know right now that I better love again, or I'll knock you right in your big, wide, snag-billed mouth. Do you hear what I say, woman?
It's a shame, 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 little darling, that you don't want to jump rope with me and play with my aunt.
Hey, you stay.
Huh? Shut up.
Oh, wherever you are.
Look at it. One of these days, you're going to look for me, and I'm going to be long gone.
Senility and vulgarity of the rock and roll music is obviously a means by which the white man and his children can be driven to the level with the nigger.
crying, feel like leaving and like dying. I don't know, I guess I'm all meant to be. Once I was happy, had a lot of money, had a lot of women to call me honey. I don't know, I guess I'm all meant to. Well, I don't know what to do, and I don't know what to say. Well, I don't know what to do since my gal went away. Oh, I feel like laughing, and I feel like crying. Well, I feel like leaving, and I feel like dying. I don't know, I guess I'm all messed up. Well, now I'm broken and got a dime. Well, all I got is a buried mine. I don't know, I guess I'm all messed up. Well, I don't know what to do, and I don't know what to say. Well, I don't know what to do since my gal went away. Cause I feel like laughing, and I feel like crying. Well, I feel like leaving, and I feel like dying. I don't know, I guess I'm all meant to.
Remember, my friend, future events such as these will affect you in the future.
I wanna know.
right. That was Nolan Strong and the Diablos, I Want to Know. We heard Jess Hooper All Messed Up. An original copy that was just sold for $1,100.
Wow.
You can hear it from the Hound Show for free. The Gladiolas, another little darling. Carl Perkins, Her Love Rubbed Off. The Robins, I Must Be Dreaming. Macy Skipper, Bop Pills. The answer to the trivia question was Johnny Powers, but it was kind of a trick question because he didn't really record for Sonny. He recorded for Philips International. The record came out of Philips International. Congratulations, Joey Pasico, the winner. The Lord, thank you, Miss Sally. The Crick,
right,
Dr. Thomas,
Hunt.
In for Wild Girl up next. WFMU East Orange.
Bye.
Sun don't rise, old cookie at a diddle, playing at the school, hanging in the pool hall like a fool, playing at the car, playing the radio, cookie at a diddle, now go, 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 cookie at a diddle, 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 you're a cool man, cookie at a diddle, you're a cool man. Cookie headed in the cat, so real gone.